Good morning. I would like to convene this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. At this time, I'd like to ask the secretary to please call the roll. Dr. Stein?
Mr. Basta. Ms. Blackwell.
Here.
Mr. Cepeda. Ms. Craig Schilling.
Here.
Mr. Gutman.
Here.
Mr. Johnson. Dr. McKinney.
Here.
Mr. Milhouse.
Here.
Ms. Mazan.
Here.
Ms. Phelan.
Here.
Mr. Ruiz.
Here.
Dr. Traubert.
Here.
Governor Pritzker. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum. I would also like to note for the record that Trustees Gutman, Milhouse, Traubert, and Treasurer McKeever are joining us from the University of Illinois at Chicago today, as well as Dr. McKinney and Ms. Mazan joining us from Zoom.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. I've called this special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the purpose of considering a single item in the agenda, the appointment of a new chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The board last took this action in July 2015 to appoint Robert J. Jones as the 10th chancellor at Urbana. He joins us today. We recently celebrated with Robert as he will complete his time with our university later this summer. Of course, his departure necessitated a search for a new chancellor, which commenced several months ago and concludes with our meeting today. I would now like to invite President Colleen to introduce this item.
Thank you, Chair Ruiz. Members of the Board of Trustees, I'm incredibly excited that we have arrived at this day and your opportunity to name the 11th Chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the next Vice President of the University of Illinois system. The nationwide search for the next chancellor and vice president as a worthy successor to our distinguished Chancellor Jones was incredibly thorough and thoughtful, as professional as any search that I've ever been part of, and produced an absolutely stellar field of candidates. I knew many of them and was incredibly impressed by those who I met for the first time through the process. The strength of the candidate pool is a wonderful testament to the dedication of the Search Advisory Committee, chaired by Professor Jennifer T. Bernhard, and to the insight and sense of purpose the committee members, including students, brought to their work. I'm incredibly grateful to them. These candidates are also proof of the magnetic drawing power of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, its exceptional faculty and student body, and its rich history of excellence. The confidential search was conducted by Greenwood Asher and Associates, and the interview process included input from many of you, as well as faculty, students, staff, campus deans, directors, and there were 20 town hall events happened. At the end of all of this, and against what was again an incredibly accomplished field, Dr. Charles Isbell rose to the top. Since 2023, Dr. Isbell has been Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. At Madison, Dr. Isbell has led the academic mission. He helped launch the Wisconsin Research Innovation and Scholarly Excellence Initiative, focused on driving transformative discoveries with real-world impact through faculty hiring, support for research infrastructure, fostering interdisciplinary collaboration, and providing student opportunities. Dr. Isbell also advanced a new budgeting approach, hired multiple new deans and leaders, and has worked to cultivate more accessible, inclusive academic pathways. Previously, Dr. Isbell served at the Georgia Institute of Technology, where he was the John P. Imlay Jr. Dean of the College of Computing. He played there a key role in launching Georgia Tech's first-of-its-kind online Master of Science in Computer Science. Dr. Isbell is a computer scientist whose research focuses on machine learning and artificial intelligence, particularly interactive and human-centered systems, with applications in education, ethics, and social impact. He is a fellow of the Association for the Advancement of Artificial Intelligence and the Association for Computing Machinery, an elected member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and has written more than 100 academic papers. Dr. Isbell is a graduate of Georgia Tech, earning a bachelor's degree in information and computer science. He also completed his master's and PhD in electrical engineering and computer science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Finally, I have come to know Dr. Isbell as a leader who understands the value of collaboration, networks of collaborators, deeply believes in shared governance, and based on his long experience, knows what it takes to nurture and lead a great university with the student experience at the central core. Mr. Chairman and trustees, I present my recommendation to appoint Dr. Charles Isbell as the 11th Chancellor of the University of Urbana-Champaign, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Vice President of the University of Illinois System.
Thank you, President Killeen. Are there any trustees that wish to comment before we proceed to a vote on the matter before us today?
Yes, Chairman Ruiz.
Trustee Craig Schilling. And then we'll, I think Trustee McKinney was about to speak, so we'll go to her next.
While preparing for the interviews of our new chancellor, I was quite impressed with hopefully our future chancellor's credentials, academic experience, research focus, and life experiences in general. Upon and since that time, I've been quite excited as I think about his visionary capabilities to take our university here in Urbana-Champaign to the new places that we are poised to go. I believe under Dr. Isbell's leadership, we will reach those heights, we will achieve major accomplishments, and we will do it while educating an amazing set of young people who will go out and change the world under his vision and leadership.
Thank you, Trustee Craig Schilling. Trustee McKinney?
Thank you, Trustee Ruiz. The first thing I would like to say is that I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Dr. Isbell in person during his interviews as I was traveling at the time. However, I did have the opportunity to listen, to an audio recording of his interview. Like Trustee Craig Schilling, I was also struck by his research and academic focus. But in addition to that, I was impressed by his calm, the measured approach that he described in terms of how he would lead the university, as well as his vision for how to strategically lead the university through challenges that higher education is currently facing. I am of the opinion that strong, strategic, and measured leadership is what we need, not just in times of challenge, but also in times of triumph. And so I am thrilled that Dr. Isbell is under consideration to be the 11th Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And I thank you for the time to make these comments.
Thank you, Trustee McKinney. Trustee Milhouse, I know you had reached out and wanted to say something. And of course, every other trustee, if there's anybody who wants to say anything at this point, you are all, of course, most welcome to do so. But I'll start with Trustee Milhouse.
Thank you. As an alum, I reflect on the history of our university at University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and reflect on the greatness that has existed over the years and all of the creations and great things that have come from our marquee university. And I reflect on those things, and I reflect on the current state that Chancellor Jones, thank you, has brought this university to, and the great team of individuals that are also at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana, but throughout the system. I just think about all of the great people that we have in place today and the senior leadership that we have, and I'm immensely grateful for those things. And now I think in talk about the future. Welcome, Charles, and the future's great. The future of where we're going follows that greatness of where we've been, and you have an excellent, fantastic team of individuals to help you be great and to help us all to continue to lift our marquee university to the highest levels in the nation. And I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited about DPI, super excited about quantum, which we're leading the way to taking our country to the next level of what can be. And there's things after quantum in which some of our great individuals are exploring right now related to bio, computer learning. I just think about the future and think about how you are going to be integral in keeping us moving in that great direction that we're have such great momentum and your background to help us do that. I feel like I'm winning the Super Bowl right now. So welcome. And I'm very excited about you coming on board. And I look forward to all the greatness to come. Thanks.
Trustee Phelan.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I just want to welcome you to University of Illinois. We appreciate the leadership that Chancellor Jones has shown us over the years, and we all love this university. And like the other trustees, was very impressed with things I had seen through the interview process, and I'm excited about the future. So thank you.
Trustee Johnson.
So much, and to be involved in all the decision making, to really give cadence to the shared governance that we preach at the university system. And so I think by having so much student involvement on the search committee, on the board, throughout the whole hiring process, it'll really give a true voice to the students and all the great leadership you'll bring in being student focused on them being able to succeed. So I very much am excited and look forward to all the great work you'll do here.
Anyone else in Chicago care to say anything?
I would just say that I want to repeat what's been said already, but having one lived through the last years with Chancellor Jones, I want to again thank Chancellor Jones for taking us to where we are today. He's just done a great job. It'll be a legacy to live up to, but also want to say that after the interview process was over, it was clear that we had one great choice in the group. And I'm excited that we are voting today to hopefully confirm Charles Isbell as our next chancellor. I'm really looking forward to the future and reiterate everything everyone said before me.
Thank you, Trustee Gutman. Okay. Well, as usually when you're the cleanup speaker, you have the job of repeating a lot of what has been said, and a lot has been said. It just hasn't been said by me, as I think the line says. But I want to echo what everybody says in terms of thanks and gratitude to Chancellor Jones. Your stewardship has been phenomenal, and you turn over an institution that's better than you found it. And that's the job of all of us. We have a certain time to be here, and with that time, we're always supposed to take things and leave things better than we found them. And you definitely have. And welcome, Dr. Isbell. That one thing that is most important for a board like ours is to pick the leaders of the institution, probably the most important thing we can do. And leaders that, in a very tumultuous world, it's important that they have a periscope. And I always say that because periscopes can look around corners, see hazards ahead that you can't necessarily see by just looking ahead. We need to have somebody who's got a great periscope, and you demonstrated that through the search process, that you do and will have that periscope working on behalf of all the stakeholders of the University of Illinois, but first and foremost, it's students. And as somebody who showed up on this campus just a couple months shy of 42 years ago, this institution is better today than it was even back then. It was pretty awesome back then, but it's even better. And that's, again, your job will be to leave this place better than you found it. And so the bar is pretty high, but we know that under your leadership, we will easily pass that bar. Thanks again to my colleagues who, again, did a phenomenal job, and with all the Jamie, everybody involved, who helped us in this, Dr. Stein, of course, in this search process. I shouldn't start naming names, Scott Rice, everybody. Very important process, and everybody put their heart and soul and countless hours into deliberating and making, again, which is one of the most important decisions we can make around this board table. So thanks to everyone. With that, it is now time to vote on the presented agenda item. We will vote via voice vote. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely, that is easily accommodated. Just please indicate that to Dr. Stein, and he will record your vote accordingly. Dr. Stein, will you please read the title of the item?
Item 1, appoint Chancellor, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Vice President, University of Illinois System.
Okay, may I please have a motion to approve this item?
So moved.
Trustee Mazan, I'll call you to make this motion.
As the student trustee for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, elected by my peers to bring the student voice to this board, I believe Dr. Isbell will serve our campus community with the thoughtfulness, integrity, vision, and unbridled hope that this role calls for. It is therefore my distinct honor and privilege to move to approve the appointment of Dr. Charles Isbell as the next chancellor of our extraordinary university.
Thank you, Trustee Mazan. Trustee Blackwell, do you happen to have a second?
I do. As a proud alumna of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, as well as a resident and member of our vibrant and friendly community, it is truly my honor to welcome Dr. Isbell to our campus and proudly second the motion to appoint Charles Isbell as our next chancellor at Urbana.
Thank you, Trustee Blackwell. The motion to approve the appointment of Dr. Charles Isbell as Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and Vice President of the University of Illinois System has been moved by Trustee Mazan and seconded by Trustee Blackwell. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Of course, there are none. Thank you. The ayes have it, and the motion is approved unanimously. Congratulations, Dr. Charles Isbell. On behalf of the entire Board of Trustees, allow me to be the first to officially say welcome to the University of Illinois system, Dr. Isbell. It's a truly great day. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign is a treasure, a public research university that is among the absolute best in the world. And with today's vote, I am certain that the university will be led in the years to come by an innovator with a real vision for how it can best serve the people of Illinois and, most importantly, its students. I cannot wait to begin working together with all of them in mind. President Killeen, would you like to add a few words?
Well, I'd like to be the second to welcome and congratulate you. Thank you, Chair Ruiz. I also want to thank profoundly the Board of Trustees for their support, their thoughtful, active, creative deliberations, and their vote today, which absolutely does make history for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the University of Illinois system, and for our state. The U of I system and its three universities are an asset like no other in Illinois, providing educational excellence, helping develop a sustainable and thriving economy, and building the foundation for a strong, more inclusive society. The values that Dr. Isbell is bringing to the table and those of Chancellor Jones are consistent with our mission as a land-grant university, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for a dignified, graceful, celebratory transition here. We have a deep responsibility that we all feel to serve the public good, and our state and its people count on us now more than ever. Thank you, Dr. Isbell, for joining us in that mission. And congratulations on what is a wonderful and historic day for all of us. With the chair's indulgence, I would like to invite Dr. Isbell to offer a few words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am honored, I am humbled, and I am deeply inspired to stand before you today as the next chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and vice president for the system. I want to thank the Board of Trustees, President Killeen, the search committee, and the entire Illinois community for placing your trust in me. And I want to recognize the extraordinary leadership of Chancellor Robert Jones, whose legacy of inclusion, excellence, and strategic foresight I honor and I hope to build upon. This university has long been a beacon of innovation, of discovery, and of access. It is a world-class institution, one that has changed lives, it has shaped industries, and contributed profoundly to our understanding of the world. It is also a public university in the truest sense of the word. It is deeply connected to the people, the places, and the promise of this state. So we are and must continue to be a force for good in our communities, a collaborator with industry, citizens engaging in civic life, and contributors to cultural richness, as well as producers and creators of knowledge. And we are stewards not only of knowledge, but of opportunity. It is certainly true, as you have said, that this is a moment of challenge for higher education, but there is also opportunity. We must prepare our students not just to succeed in this complex and ever-changing world, but to lead in it. And as trustees, as faculty, as staff, we must do that by, in short, leading. I'm excited to be part of this next chapter with you. So let us move forward with clarity of purpose, unity of spirit, and an unwavering commitment to our mission and our shared responsibility. The future runs through us. So let us be good ancestors and meet that future and shape it together. Thank you. Again, I am humbled and I am honored.
Thank you. Thank you, President Killeen. Thank you, Chancellor-designate, I guess we can say, or Dr. Isabel. At this time, we will deal with any old or new business. Is there any old business from the trustees that anyone would like to bring to the board? Is there any new business from the trustees that anyone would like to bring to the board? Dr. Stein, have there been any requests received for public comment?
Mr. Chairman, we did not receive any requests for public comment.
In that case, we've concluded our business. I'd like to announce the schedule of future board meetings. We will be in Chicago for the board meeting and annual retreat next month, July 16th through 17th, and then back here in Champaign on September 18th. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting and a second? Moved by Trustee Craig Schilling.
Second.
Is there a second? Seconded by Trustee Phelan. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all so much for making the time for this special meeting and very special occasion.